is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, my colleague and friend, is here with me as we ask questions of Tony Madron, who is now the Levant analyst and news editor at the Tablet magazine. I recommend highly to follow the contest across the Middle East. Tony, a very good evening to you. The question that keeps coming and coming and coming. Hezbollah, will they attack? When will they attack? They've peppered the border with anti-tank missiles. The Israelis have had to evacuate 80 to 100,000 people from the border. And yet, we do not see the onslaught that is possible from those 100, 150, 200,000 missiles that are stored in the Baqa. So is there an answer now that Iran is threatening retaliation? Is Hezbollah ready to retaliate as well? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks for having me. So you kind of answered the question in the sense that Hezbollah has been, from October 8th, has been part of this fight. The question is the type of involvement. I would not minimize what they have done so far because, let's be clear, the north of Israel is empty. They have been able to move force tens of thousands of Israeli civilians from northern Israel to relocate elsewhere in the country. This is a major burden and a major upset in the lives of Israelis. And of course, for the Israeli government, the fact that the terror group can now impose a buffer zone, a citizen-free buffer zone in northern Israel is no small feat. This is something, obviously, that the Israeli government is going to look to reverse and to prevent moving forward. But if you're asking why the calculation has been not to go any further, aside from not wanting to draw a major Israeli retaliation, the fact of the matter is that Hezbollah is achieving the goals that it wants to achieve thanks to the posture of the United States, which intervened again from day one to prevent the Israelis from going after Hezbollah harder in Lebanon. Because since, let's keep it within the Biden years, since 2021, and then the maritime border deal of 2022. But it goes, I can tell you, it goes a lot way back than that, way farther back than that. The Biden administration has treated Hezbollah-run Lebanon effectively as an American protectorate. And the deal that they signed, the maritime deal, and everything that followed, which we'll get to, which is what they're trying to do now on land with the land border, has been to basically put guardrails and to prevent Israel from going after Lebanon and Hezbollah in Lebanon, and basically saying this is off limits. Lebanon is effectively an American protectorate, and in as much as that's the U.S. posture, Hezbollah can now have it both ways. Yes, sure, it's taking tactical losses, but it is imposing costs also on the Israelis, and it's allowing the United States basically to do its bidding for it.
Malcolm?
To what degree do you think that the reaction of the Lebanese people, who clearly do not want a war, is an inhibiting factor for Hezbollah? Do they care? And does the deteriorating economic conditions in Lebanon play a role in inhibiting them as well?
No, I know there's a lot of analysts in Washington, D.C., a lot of Lebanese analysts in Washington, D.C., who keep talking about domestic constraints. There are no domestic constraints for Hezbollah. Let's just get that clear. When you talk about Hezbollah and you include the words Lebanese people, that's analytically an irrelevant factor. They have there's nothing constraining them domestically, and certainly not the economic factor. Nasrallah has been clear that if the Israelis end up pushing to a broader conflagration, he will enter the broader conflagration irrespective of the costs. Let's remind your audience, too, that thanks to the Biden administration, Hezbollah's patron, Iran, has been flush with cash, including most recently when they got sanctions waivers and $10 billion and so on and so forth. They've been able to export their oil without any sanctions whatsoever. So the money is not going to be a problem in terms of, you know, reconstruction. In fact, also, the Biden administration has leaned and is going to continue to lean on their Qatari friends to continue to pour cash into Lebanon, including helping them in their basically illegal scheme to pay the salaries of the Lebanese armed forces. So there is money coming in. And that's actually going to be an issue moving forward, because one of the things that the administration wants to do, one of the scams that they're going to run at the expense of the American taxpayer, is that they're going to call for an enlargement of the Lebanese armed forces by some order of like 10,000 new members. God knows who these people are going to be, incidentally. And they are looking to pay their salaries. And so the Qataris are going to feature heavily moving forward in the Biden administration's scheme in Lebanon.
Tony, is Beirut a sanctuary for the fleeing Hamas?
They have been, although recently Israel resumed assassination operations, it had stopped before. And that's, again, Israel made a mistake in agreeing to Hezbollah's rules of engagement of kind of, and to the American pressure, of course, of kind of leaving Lebanon, neutralizing the Lebanese arena, not taking action inside Lebanon so as not to provoke a war with Hezbollah. But in the last 6 months, they started to obviously reverse that mistaken strategy, and they have taken action, including the high level assassinations that we've seen in Lebanon. But yes, Hamas had taken refuge, and they were, it was very visible. I mean, the senior leadership, Saleh Arouri, who got assassinated, Ziad Nakhale of Islamic Jihad, all of these people were in Beirut under Hezbollah's protection, and they were roaming freely. And in fact, as I wrote in an article for Tablet magazine, actually, a few months ago, the American support for the Lebanese security sector, the armed forces and the internal security forces, played a part in blinding Israeli intelligence in Lebanon, because all of these guys, these security forces, they were running counterintelligence for Hezbollah. So they, whenever Israel, you know, they were busting Israeli spy cells. Not just against Hezbollah, but also against Hamas in the Palestinian camps. So, I mean, obviously, Israel continues to retain very significant intelligence capabilities in Lebanon. But that's one of the things also that the Biden administration is looking now to shut down as part of their deal. They're saying they want a full implementation of UN Resolution 1701 of 2006. And what they want is to shut down Israeli intelligence overflights over Lebanon, even as Hezbollah continues to run the place and use it as a missile base against Israel.
Tony Badran, Malcolm Holine, I'm John Batchelor.